Fidel Castro's grandson continues CNN-fueled PR blitz, declaring himself an Instagram filmmaker. By Christian K. Caruso on April 1, 2026. The Colombian news channel Redmas on Tuesday aired an interview with Sandro Castro, the influencer grandson of late Cuban communist dictator Fidel Castro, in which he claimed he has no close ties with the inner circle of his great-uncle dictator Raúl Castro. Although he acknowledged the ongoing collapse of Cuba and said that changes must occur to overturn the country's precarious situation, he claimed that the communist regime should not be replaced and abstained from answering if Cuba's figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel should be removed, claiming he was running out of electricity and thus could not answer the question. Throughout the Redmas interview, the younger Castro claimed that he lives a life without privileges in Cuba despite the lavish lifestyle that he has boasted of for years on social media. He also commented on American politics, describing President Donald Trump as an unpredictable person and suggesting that he would offer Trump a known teetotaler, Cuba Libre or mojito cocktails and sit for a chat to hash out the U.S.-Cuba relationship. Sandro Castro is one of Fidel Castro's several grandsons, widely known in the Spanish-language sphere for showcasing his luxurious life on social media. His official job is as the owner of the AFE Bar, which caters to regime elite in the Vedado neighborhood of Havana. The younger Castro presents himself as an influencer with over 158,000 followers on his Instagram account where he frequently publishes varied content and promotes Cristal beer, a brand seized by the Castro regime decades ago that the ruling communists ran into the ground, turning a once world-renowned brand into one of the world's worst. In his most recent video, published on Monday, Sandro Castro appears to comment on the current collapsed state of Cuba, stating, "On the most beautiful island in the world, in these dark times, we are in agony, but we will purge ourselves, and in time, the wounds will heal. We must stand together, do not lose your faith or your hope. More than your vampire, I will be your angel of light. Do not stop trusting me," Castro said, referencing a beer vampire persona he has portrayed in past comedy sketches. Redmas's interview, in which Sandro was presented as an influencer and a digital entrepreneur, is the second interview aired this week with the younger Castro in his apartment, reportedly located in an exclusive Havana neighborhood where Cuban military personnel and intelligence officials reside. On Monday, CNN published an interview with journalist Patrick Upman during which Castro stated that he is aware that the majority of Cubans reject communism and would want to live under capitalism, but dismissed hatred of his mass murderer grandfather for the atrocities he committed as unproductive. Asked if he has detected signs of concern within Raúl Castro's inner circle regarding the country's direction and the viability of the regime's communist system in the medium term, and if he has talked to his nonagenarian great-uncle dictator in recent days, Castro answered that he has had practically no connection to that kind of thing since the beginning and that he has his own life. "I'm busy with my own business, fighting my own battles. I can't say anything about that because I'd be lying, you know what I mean? I'm always very honest and genuine," he claimed. Castro hinted at mild criticism of the existing bureaucracy in Cuba and stressed the need for a broad opening of the economy and the elimination of bureaucratic obstacles. He did not link this desire for an influx of foreign cash with any political change or the removal of his family from power. "I wouldn't say, replacing, the entire government, but rather how to improve the model of government, the necessary improvements, from changing mindsets to economic reforms. That's correct, but we do need to change what needs to be changed. So to speak, like the concept of revolution," Castro said. Castro also lamented that, according to him, values such as principles, loyalty, unity between Cubans have been lost in the country's current context, as well as other purported legacies of his grandfather's communist regime, such as medicine and sports. Towards the end of the interview, Castro was asked if he supports removing figurehead President Miguel Díaz-Canel, who answers to Castro's great-uncle. He did not answer the question, claiming he was running out of time with the electricity. Although Castro said he is not into politics, he said he finds himself concerned after President Trump recently said that Cuba is next, as such remarks generate uncertainty. The electricity problem did not deter Castro from speaking when asked about Trump. "I think Trump is an unpredictable person. That said, I think we've been watching him closely. Sometimes he might make a threat one day, then change his mind the next. But anyway, I do think they should take it as a threat, though not a threat of war, Castro said. Asked what would he say to or offer Trump if he were standing next to him at that moment, Castro said that he would offer him a Cuba Libre or a mojito and speak to him with dignity and a peaceful attitude. And I want him to truly get to know my country. No aggression, no threats. I want him to really get to know Cuba. We'll dance, we'll go to the neighborhoods, just like I showed in my video. We'll smoke a cigar, Castro said, and added that he would offer a Cuba Libre without intervention. The Colombian interviewer asked Castro about the content of his videos and the lavish lifestyle he exhibits, which contrast with the harsh reality that Cubans, impoverished by more than 67 years of communism, must endure on a daily basis. Castro responded by insisting that his content is of a comedic entertainment nature, but asserted that he sometimes uses messages to criticize the communist regime and the current situation in Cuba. Obviously, because there are things that are wrong. There are things that are wrong. Look, as far as I'm concerned, my influencer content isn't about politics. My influencer content is more like a comedian's, more humor-based, a bit gothic with vampire stuff, more like a filmmaker, Castro said. The interviewer touched upon the subject of Castro's apparent exceptional immunity from reprisals over his criticisms, particularly as Cuban citizens face harsh punishment for daring to dissent against the communist regime. Asked if he thinks that his freedom stems from a legitimate space you've earned, or from a privilege tied to your family background, Castro answered by claiming that he does not have any privilege nor any immunity. But there's no immunity. As I told you, my content isn't about politics anymore. I'll say it again because, as you can see, of course, when you visit my profile, Castro claimed. And I offer a subliminal critique, a very subtle one, you know? I don't engage in any acts of violence or aggression. I respect the government because it's a reality on the island. I consider myself a small-town resident, and I'm very proud of it. 100% Cuban, he continued. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.